Unit 5. Looking into nature.
一，听说训练。一，听后选择。A， 听对话及对话后的问题，然后选择正确答案。这一题共有五个小题，每一小题你将听到一段对话及问题。听每段对话前，你将有五秒的读题时间。听完对话后，你会有五秒的答题时间。每段对话读两遍。
Number one. Wow, look at the stars through this telescope. They're so clear.
Yes, my dad bought it for me to explore the night sky. I can even see some planets.
Question. What are they probably doing? Wow, look at the stars through this telescope. They're so clear.
Yes, my dad bought it for me to explore the night sky. I can even see some planets.
Question. What are they probably doing?
Number two. The Science Museum is having a special exhibition on dinosaurs.
Really? I heard they have a real piece of amber with an insect inside.
Question. What is special about the exhibition? The Science Museum is having a special exhibition on dinosaurs.
Really? I heard they have a real piece of amber with an insect inside.
Question. What is special about the exhibition?
Number three. I'm going to the botanical garden this weekend to draw some plants.
That's a great idea for your nature exploration project.
Question. Why is the boy going to the botanical garden? I'm going to the botanical garden this weekend to draw some plants.
That's a great idea for your nature exploration project.
Question. Why is the boy going to the botanical garden?
Number four. Did you finish reading the book about the Amazon rainforest?
Almost. The chapter about the boiling river is amazing.
Question. What are they talking about? Did you finish reading the book about the Amazon rainforest?
Almost. The chapter about the boiling river is amazing.
Question. What are they talking about?
Number five. How can we find out if this unknown seed will grow?
Let's plant it, observe it every day, and write down what happens.
Question. What does the girl suggest they do? How can we find out if this unknown seed will grow?
Let's plant it, observe it every day, and write down what happens.
Question. What does the girl suggest they do?
B. 听下面一段对话，然后选择正确答案。这一节你将听到一段长对话，根据听到的内容完成六至八小题。在听该对话前，你将有15秒的读题时间。听完该对话后，你会有15秒的答题时间。该对话读两遍。
Hi, Tom. Your poster about ocean exploration looks great.
Thanks, Lucy. Our group worked on it for the school science fair.
What's the main idea?
It's about how scientists use small submarines to explore the deep sea and discover new species.
That sounds exciting. How many new species did you mention?
We found that scientists discover about 2,000 new ocean species every year. Our poster shows 3 amazing examples.
What's the most important thing you learned from this project?
I think it's that we know less about the deep ocean than about the moon. There are still so many secrets to unlock.
That's true. Well, good luck with the fair. Hi, Tom. Your poster about ocean exploration looks great.
Thanks, Lucy. Our group worked on it for the school science fair.
What's the main idea?
It's about how scientists use small submarines to explore the deep sea and discover new species.
That sounds exciting. How many new species did you mention?
We found that scientists discover about 2,000 new ocean species every year. Our poster shows 3 amazing examples.
What's the most important thing you learned from this project?
I think it's that we know less about the deep ocean than about the moon. There are still so many secrets to unlock.
That's true. Well, good luck with the fair.
R. 听记转述 A. 听后记录听录音并根据所听到的内容完成9至13小题每空一词在听该短文之前你将有15秒的时间阅读表格中的内容听完短文后你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Last month, our science club went on a field trip to a nearby forest. Our teacher, Mr. Chen, led the trip. He wanted us to learn about the different plants and insects living there. We used magnifiers to look closely at leaves and tiny bugs. The most exciting part was when we found some unknown flowers. Mr. Chen said they might be a new discovery. We took pictures and notes carefully. This trip taught us that exploration starts right outside our door. We don't need to go far to find nature's secrets. Now we are more curious about the world around us. Last month, our science club went on a field trip to a nearby forest. Our teacher, Mr. Chen, led the trip. He wanted us to learn about the different plants and insects living there. We used magnifiers to look closely at leaves and tiny bugs. The most exciting part was when we found some unknown flowers. Mr. Chen said they might be a new discovery. We took pictures and notes carefully. This trip taught us that exploration starts right outside our door. We don't need to go far to find nature's secrets. Now we are more curious about the world around us.
B. 听后转述。听上一段录音，然后做转述准备，并完成转述录音。现在看到的是上一节你记录的信息表。你将第三次听该段录音。听完录音后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Last month, our science club went on a field trip to a nearby forest. Our teacher, Mr. Chen, led the trip. He wanted us to learn about the different plants and insects living there. We used magnifiers to look closely at leaves and tiny bugs. The most exciting part was when we found some unknown flowers. Mr. Chen said they might be a new discovery. We took pictures and notes carefully. This trip taught us that exploration starts right outside our door. We don't need to go far to find nature's secrets. Now we are more curious about the world around us.
你的转述可以这样开始。
Let me tell you something about a field trip.
三，模仿朗读。听录音，模仿朗读下列短文并录音。听录音前，你将有40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。现在，请听录音。
Nature is a great book full of wonderful stories. Every tree, every river, and every star has a secret to tell. To read this book, we need to be curious and patient. We can start by observing the small things around us, a line of ants, the shape of a leaf, or the colors of a sunset. Scientists explore nature to find answers, but we can all be explorers in our own way. By asking questions and looking for clues, we can unlock the mysteries of the natural world and learn to love and protect our planet.